This is New England Public Media. I'm Kari Injiri. This coming election, Massachusetts voters have two statewide ballot questions in front of them. As we have in past elections, we're bringing you a series of short debates on each ballot question. Today, we're looking at question one, which would expand how much vehicle diagnostic and repair information is available to independent repair shops and vehicle owners. Joining us today is Tommy Hickey from the Massachusetts Right to Repair Coalition, a group supporting the ballot question. Welcome, Tommy.
Thanks for having me.
And from the Coalition for Safe and Secure Data, which opposes the question, we have Connor Units. Hello to you, Connor.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, let's start by looking back to 2012. A right to repair initiative was approved by 86% of Massachusetts voters. It enabled vehicle owners and independent mechanics to have access to the same vehicle diagnostic and repair information made available to manufacturers, dealers, and authorized repair facilities. Tommy, why is this new ballot petition needed?
Right. So like you said, in 2012, we passed the original Right to Repair Law. It was voted at 86%. It's the highest passing ballot initiative in Mass history. But there was a carve out in the law for any wireless communication for a system called telematics. So as cars become more computerized in this year, 2020, up to 90% of new cars will have this new technology that's not covered under the law, giving car manufacturers a monopoly on wireless diagnostic and repair information. So this ballot initiative will close that loophole by mandating that car manufacturers give owners direct access to their diagnostic and repair information and allow them to authorize an independent repairer or dealer of their choice, putting the consumer as the gatekeeper of their own diagnostic repair information.
Again, just define what we talk about, telematics.
So telematics is a wireless communication system. Basically, it's like sensors on your car that can give you real-time diagnostic and health behavior. It's like a Fitbit for your car, meaning they can tell you if your brake pads are low, if you have a piston misfiring from third to fourth gear, if you have low tire pressure, things of that nature. We want to make sure that the owner will get direct access to that so that they can control where that information goes.
Connor, why does your group oppose a petition?
For starters, because we already have right to repair, as we just discussed, and it works extremely well. Tommy and I fundamentally disagree on whether or not there is a carve-out for telematics. In our view, the law addresses telematics. There's an entire graph about it. It ensures that any information that's only available via telematics and is necessary to diagnose and repair a car must be made available to local mechanics. So in our view, this is already covered. And instead, what question one would do is expand access to the people that are funding this campaign, notably the AutoZone, the O'Reilly, the Napa Auto Parts, who have poured $21 million of out-of-state money into this question. And we don't think that's necessary. We don't think it's safe because question one creates an access point, an open access platform, and a mobile application on an extremely rushed timeline. And that would inevitably open up a system to open up a gateway to those with bad intentions who would like to cause harm to customers or vehicles.
Tommy, your response?
We don't see this as being covered by the law. One of the most important parts of the 2012 law was a standardization piece, meaning that it had to be the standardized information so that 26 different car manufacturers didn't have 26 different tools and 26 different ways of fixing a car because it priced out independent repair shops. There's nothing that states anything about fair and reasonable pricing. There's nothing about timing. And honestly, we see it as inadequate and ambiguously the way it's written. They say it's already covered. If that were true, they would allow the passage of this ballot initiative. If you look at the language, it says to diagnose, maintain, and repair the car. So this clearly is not covered. It's not covered sufficiently. And we need to make sure that moving forward, as we move to a wireless society and these cars start to become more computerized, that independent repair shops and consumers have a choice of where they get their car repaired.
Connor, advertisements opposing the proposed initiative are calling it dangerous, as you said, claiming sexual predators would be able to target vulnerable women. They further claim that domestic violence advocates oppose question one because it would enable abusers to track and monitor their victims. How so?
We've got a number of different advertisements and addressing a number of different problems with this law. The one you just referenced on domestic violence is based on testimony from the California Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, which was opposed to a similar measure in California. That was the only prior attempt to get access to this wireless information and create an access point. It should be noted that no other state in the country allows this information. The national funders behind this effort are trying to use Massachusetts as their guinea pig. This is a real concern. Anytime you increase access to information, those with malicious intents will use that information to harm individuals.
Tommy, why are opponents wrong about this? How is this not dangerous?
This has nothing to do with GPS and personal information. This should be noted that the Jane Doe organization who did submit testimony has since evolved, that they're finding out that this is not a California piece that the car manufacturers always compare this to. This is about getting your car fixed. This is an update to a law that was already voted on. A number of cybersecurity experts have written about this. The Security Ledger is some of the biggest cybersecurity experts in Massachusetts. Bruce Schneier teaches cybersecurity at MIT, and it's been written about extensively. Again, we're after diagnostic and repair information, how your car is operating, and we want it to go to the owner. We think the owner should be the gatekeeper of this. Right now, you plug into an OBD port and you get diagnostic repair information. That OBD port is becoming restricted, and they're moving to a wireless communication system. And we want to make sure the spirit of the 2012 law, which is a level playing field, stays intact as technology advances.
Residents have been inundated by advertisements, many millions of dollars worth of advertisements. Tommy, your organization is largely funded by auto parts suppliers and manufacturers. And Connor, your group's money comes from automakers. Everybody has something to gain or lose here. So why should voters believe any of your arguments? I'll start with you, Tommy.
Sure. So this Right to Repair Coalition consists of 1,600 independent repair shops. But as you said, we are AutoZone. We are O'Reilly. There's 40,000 jobs here in Massachusetts in the aftermarket that depend on a competitive market to be able to keep up with technology. So we're all about a level playing field. We believe that if the consumer can get the right to choose, that's what's most important, because without an aftermarket, we all know what happens with the pricing in the market. There'll be less choice and consumers will have to pay for it. It'll be forced into dealerships for repairs, which are 30% more expensive.
Connor, can you respond?
Sure. This entire question is based on this complete myth that somehow if question one doesn't pass, local mechanics will be put out of business. Local independent mechanics are a critical piece of the infrastructure. They already perform more than 70% of post-warranty work. They're not going anywhere. They're not being put out of business by this. They are a critical part of the infrastructure. In fact, the repair industry would not function without them. Everyone believes they should have access to information. That's what the existing law protects, and that's why folks should vote no on question one. It's not necessary, and it increases risk for no reason.
Connor Yunus from the Coalition for Safe and Secure Data and Tommy Hickey from the Massachusetts Right to Repair Coalition. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.